Thank you for tuning into Unlock Me Today's live event series, where we are conversing with thought leaders, founders, and CEOs about their journey, how they have unlocked their own self, and now unlocking the true potential of folks around them. Evening, afternoon, and morning, based on where you're from. This is your host, Prashant. And before I get any further, I would like to emphasize the purpose of this event. We aim to unlock the true potential of folks who are in constrained environments, maybe not able to get enough time to connect to their role models, maybe unable to break through their extremely preoccupied mundane life, or maybe the internet buzzwords are adding friction to harness positive changes. No matter what the reason may be, there is value in staying towards the end of this event. Today's topic and discussion is the thinking environment, unleashing the independent thinking. Quality of everything we do depends on the quality of the thinking we do first. Quality of our thinking depends on the way we treat each other while we are thinking. Our guest speaker is Raja Chidambaram. Raja enables transformation in individuals and organizations. The area he works are nurturing leadership, enabling change, and facilitating spaces. He coaches individuals, runs leadership development series, and coaches organization on change strategy. His practice is rooted in classical OD, organizational learning theories, and theory U. He does not engage in any one-off training programs with his clients. Most of his current work is with business organizations, even though he has worked with social development, education, and governmental institutions in the past. Raja's dream for the decade is to learn the art of dialogue, as described by David Bohm. He believes that most conversations that we are part of have become debates, and the human race seems to have forgotten true dialogue. Hence, Raja aims to build an ecosystem to promote the practice of the 10 components of time to think in India. Welcome, Raja, to the event. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, Prashant. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, sir, for being part of the event. I am very excited to host you. There is a lot what I wanted to ask you. But before we go any further, Raja, I want to ask you, what is the thinking environment?
Okay. So if you look at thinking environment, the way it is written, you would see even in the event, right? Mm-hmm. We write it with T capital, E capital.
Yes.
Okay. So that's the way it is written. Mm-hmm. So thinking environment is, we are always thinking and we have space which is there for us to think. Mm-hmm. But what is thinking environment is that basically it is about what is called 10 components of thinking environment, mm-hmm. which is nothing but conditions mm-hmm. or behaviors. Mm-hmm. That really help people to think independently. And this is promoted by Time to Think. And it's a company which is mm-hmm. based out of UK. Yeah.
Okay, great. You know, Raja, you know, generally everybody's thinking, they're talking at work, at home, and everywhere. Yeah. But what is the problem the thinking environment is solving? Why is it so important?
Okay, so if you really look at from childhood, whether you take a school, whether you take a mm-hmm. home, whether you take a company, right? Mm-hmm. What most of the time happens is what is called exchange thinking. Mm. It is not independent thinking. Let's take an example. When the child wants to think by itself and creates ideas, and which is not something the parents are comfortable with, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Generally, interruption happens or ridicule happens, or sometimes it can even go to intimidation, mm. right? Mm. So what does the child learn from early childhood is that I should not be thinking independently, mm. right? Every thought I create has to please my boss, please my elders, okay? Mm. And that starts at home. Then you go to school, it's the same, right? The teacher says, you have to give me the answer that I want. Correct? Correct. Then from there, you finish your college and go to work. Mm-hmm. The boss says, you have to give me the answer I want. Mm. Mm. So in some sense, most of the places today, independent thinking is not encouraged. And the other side, because of which what also happens is, because you don't encourage my thought, I start fighting with you when I even express.
So true.
So that is where it becomes a debate, right? So I think a lot of things become what is called thinking inhibitors. And since you asked me this question, like I have heard people saying that, what is the thinking environment or time to think? I'm always thinking and I have a lot of time to think.
Correct.
So the question I have asked them is, have you thought about what your thoughts are? Most of the time, what we are thinking is influenced by our past baggages, or we are worrying about the future. In that sense, we are not thinking, we are only worrying.
Hey, that's so deep. Yeah.
So those are the kind of things that in some sense, by learning how to create a thinking environment, people can help. Help as parents, help as teachers, help as leaders.
So that's a good point you called out, that help parents, teachers, leaders. Little bit more into that, I want to double click and understand. See, as a human being, first I'm a human, then I am related to my family members. And then I become an employee, and then I start working in my professional realm, whatever I am. So how can this enable an individual more and more is something what's coming in my mind. You answered that partly, but maybe say like for parents and teachers, how does that work out?
Okay, so let us look at, say, start from home first and then we'll go to school. So let's take, I don't know whether you have seen how teens and preteens start responding to parents, right? Till the age of 10 or 12, they will talk, they will tell story, they will do everything. And suddenly, once they move to teens or preteens, I have seen in many cases that the response to the parent is only monosyllables. So, is the child the problem or the parent the problem? Actually, it is the parent the problem. Because the child believes my parent will not listen to what I say, right? Or they will call it out and say, you know, what generation gap or whatever reason they will give and say. Or for example, the parent will prove to the child that whatever you think is not going to work in the real world, right? Or sometimes I've heard, I even have been told in my childhood, you're too young. You're too young to think for it yourself, right? So then even this leads to very deep level of disconnection between parents and parents and children, right? And then they move towards their peers. And I have seen some of these disconnections when it happens and it is never addressed by the parents. Children literally after that don't establish the connection back with parents, even in adulthood. So in some sense, the very fundamental deep connection between a parent and a child is lost because we are not willing to listen to them. So that is something that I have seen in multiple cases happen. And then because at home they don't speak, they experience loneliness, right? And then they will not, I don't know, the extreme case, they've not come back home and they'll spend more time with friends.
Right.
So, see, I think a lot of, I don't know, I have, I'm hearing quite a number of increase in suicides in teenage children, right? So why would that happen if I had a deep connection with my parent to say whatever I can say? And somebody was there to listen to, right? So this is in some sense what I see. And apart from that, see, for example, Prashant, you might have heard this statement. mm-hmm. information coolie, knowledge coolie, and all those mm-hmm. kind of statements, mm-hmm. right? After that, if you are not willing to listen to them,
mm-hmm.
you are not even exploiting the intellectual potential of the people.
Mm.
And just imagine, I was speaking to someone yesterday. He said he was part of a startup, and the startup founder told him, as a feedback, the biggest problem you have is you agree to everything I say.
Mm. Mm.
So in some sense, what is true creativity? Creativity is each one is capable of creating some original thought, right?
Correct.
And then the companies are wherever we are, then we are able to solve problems for ourselves, or we are able to solve problems of someone else, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, like you said, right, the quality of everything we do depends on the thinking we do first.
Yeah.
And if you're not allowed to even do the thinking properly,
mm-hmm.
what will happen to quality of action?
Deteriorated on the context can be missing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Raj.
Yeah. So, that is what is the challenge. Yeah.
So one thing I am coming. One question is coming to my mind is that, you know, parents with, as you said, the preteens and teens. Now, how can a parent be thinking that I should or I need to do something to better my relationship with my child? Like, they are struggling, they are in pain, the conversation is happening between the parent and their child. But the solution is not in that conversation. The solution is like you learn how do you think better. So what are the indicators or what things the parent should do? Any recommendations for the parent, what they should do?
So for me, it is only very, very simple. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very simple, but I don't know whether it's that easy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If your child is coming home or say your child wants to speak,
mm-hmm.
for say 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
can you pay undivided attention? When I say undivided attention, no digital distraction, no looking here, there, everywhere,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
really paying undivided attention to the child,
mm-hmm.
and not interrupting for 15 minutes, which means you're keeping quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And just looking at the child, mm-hmm. and trying to listen.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. It's easy to say.
Yeah, I'm only saying.
Undivided attention.
Child might say, I want to party.
Okay. Yeah. Mm.
And fine. Finally, whatever happens, can you just allow the child to speak for 15 minutes without interruption? And the other thing today, especially in time to think, we talk about, we call it digistraction, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, in that time, can you keep your mobile phones off, your tablets off, your TV off,
mm-hmm.
and just be with the child?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so that because we don't do that, then finally we go and pay money to a counselor and ask them to do that.
Correct. And then the counselor also does the same thing to start with, like, do you listen to your child?
Mm-hmm.
Then the parent says, the child doesn't listen to me. So who should listen to who first? And as you mentioned, it gets into a debate and there are many versions of it, but I'm just telling from my experience. And that can actually deepen the relationship and it can augment the possibilities of the growth of a teenage individual is what I can see.
Yeah, what you said is very interesting. It's not only about the relationship. So if I go back and look at my own life, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had teachers, okay? Mm-hmm. I think I can think of teachers from the age of 8, mm-hmm. okay? Who would allow me to think independently without challenging? Okay.
Wow.
And I can remember at least 3 of them in my high school till 10th standard.
Mm-hmm.
I used to live in a boarding school. So I will go and talk about all kinds of See, I used to even talk about atheism in a school, which was Ramakrishna Mission School.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they will allow me to talk and listen.
Mm.
Fine. After 10 minutes, they may challenge and look at the perspective, but at least they will listen.
Mm.
So what does it, one of the things I know about myself is I don't feel fearful to think independently from childhood.
Mm.
Right? So maybe it is challenging whoever is going to be my boss, in case whoever was my boss also.
Mm-hmm.
Or for my parents, surely it was challenging.
Mm.
But the key thing is, I don't feel fearful to think independently as a person, as a professional.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bring a thought which may not be same as the other person in front of me.
Mm.
So now just imagine all of us want our children to be independent, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Everybody says, I want my child to be independent and successful.
Mm.
But if a child cannot think independently, uncreatively, how is this child going to be ever independent and successful? True. First, it is dependent on the parent, right?
Mm.
Then it depends on the, what do you call? It depends on teachers. Mm-hmm. Then it depends on bosses.
Mm-hmm.
And probably then finally they go and become dependent on spouse. I don't know.
Mm. Yeah.
So just imagine, if you're not thinking independently, your sixth sense is not operating and you're as good as a slave.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
It's such a simple thing, but that's exactly what we see all around us, right?
Correct.
If somebody has a thought, and Raja, sometimes, see, we all can think anything and everything independently. I mean, the possibility is there, like one can think, right? I have seen people, and my own personal experience, that they even fear to think about things in their mind. I mean, we're not doing anything. We're just thinking about possibilities. Now, when we think about possibilities, it can be 10 possibilities. They just pick one desirable possibility and then just don't even put that effort to think on the 9 possibilities, which limits them. Oh. Wow. What do you have to say on that part?
So, see, one of the things about this, there is this concept called theory U, okay? Even though we're talking about this, which is very close, similar, it talks about creating generative spaces, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, one of the things that it says is, for human beings, there are 3 inner voices, okay? Mm-hmm. These are, when we say inner voices, these are what we hear inside ourselves.
Mm.
Okay. So the first is called voice of judgment, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is right, this is wrong, this is good, this is bad, this is what worked in the past, right?
Mm-hmm.
All those woulds and shoulds and coulds.
Mm-hmm.
So just imagine if somebody thought, right? Like for example, first thing that came was Polaroid, right? Mm-hmm. Where you saw the first immediate thing. Mm-hmm. If somebody thought it is not possible to see the photo immediately,
mm-hmm.
that innovation wouldn't have happened, right?
Mm-hmm. True that, yeah.
So if you really look at the first thing that happens is our own voices of judgment come from our own past baggages. Even what we call as learning and wisdom actually start restricting, right?
Mm.
And I think we have worked in organizations, right? Sometimes the young professional who creates such brilliant ideas,
mm-hmm.
which a senior person cannot, because the senior person has got into a frame of this is right, this is wrong. 25, I have heard people saying that 25 years, this is what has worked.
Mm.
Who tells you what works for 25 years will work today?
Mm.
Right? So that is the first thing that restricts us or even makes us fearful to think, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Of new ideas.
Mm.
The second is this comes to especially in a group situation, right?
Mm.
What is called voice of cynicism.
Mm-hmm.
cynicism comes basically because you are different from me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say an example. You are from a different part of India. I am from a different part of India.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I belong to a different kind of professionals. You belong to a different kind of
mm-hmm.
profession. You belong to a religion. I belong to a religion.
Mm-hmm.
We speak different languages.
Mm-hmm.
So many a times we become cynical. I think this is the word you would have heard, right? We all have Steve vibes.
Mm. We have Steve vibes.
What? So big. Stereotypes.
Stereotypes. Yes.
Hello?
Yeah.
Women should be like this. Men should be like this. South Indian is this. North Indian is this. All that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So the moment, let's say, looking at your name, I assume you're from north of India and I'm from south.
Mm.
I might say, okay, whenever you, I immediately my head is full of all the stereotypes.
Mm. Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Then it also restricts your thinking because you see that I'm not willing to listen to you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
And the last one is the biggest and the fundamental one, which is voice of ear.
Hmm.
I've heard sometimes whenever I've done training for people saying, hey, why don't you just listen first, right?
Hmm.
People say that if I'm just keeping quiet and listening, the other person will think I'm agreeing.
Hmm. Hmm.
If you go to, let's say, if you go to any dictionary,
mm-hmm.
listening is not equal to agreeing, okay?
Hmm.
Mm. But the fear is, if I listen to you, I will go and do something. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And very interestingly, I have seen this happening to me, whenever somebody is talking about a topic or
mm-hmm.
taking a position which is opposite to what I believe, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Many a time I'm blocking them, thinking that they will convert me into their thought.
Mm. You'll brainwash or maybe
yes.
influence. Yeah.
And then I will act on it, right?
Mm.
So I think, see, these are the three voices all of us have. And in India, Patanjali used to talk about we had five voices. Okay,
mm.
These are internal voices of, you know, you hear it all the time.
Mm.
And this is what we also call it as inner talks. And it's fundamentally, if you look at why people are fearful to think,
mm-hmm.
it is because of these fears.
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
And you just imagine, right? Even look back at Prashant in your own life.
Yeah.
When did you joyfully, freely thought about anything? Surely it is a time when there was no fear.
When I was young, yes. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah.
And I can relate to what you just called out, that when was the last time I joyfully boundaryless, filterless, thinking about a topic, not time bounding it. Yeah, that was when I was pretty young, like first time I'm going out on a trip. I'm just thinking about the possibilities, what can happen there. And And now when I'm going on a trip, then I'm thinking, did I take my car charger for my mobile, my laptop, my power bank, my this, my that, 50 things. Now, I'm not even thinking. I've become a machine with a checklist in my head and then just doing it like a robot, that part. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, what you're saying is very interesting because if I look at even now, even I'm working with a client,
mm-hmm.
suddenly there is a new kind of problem or something that I have to work with or something, right? Or even I have to write a proposal or thinking through a strategy to help the client.
Mm-hmm.
The best of the thoughts have come.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll go with this thought to sleep. Okay.
Mm.
Then I wake up. By then I have solutions.
Mm. Yeah.
Right. And there are times I'm just, we call it sleep over the problem or sleep over the thought. Right.
Right.
Because you are not in a rush. You are not in an urgency. See, that is one of the principles we talk about in the thinking environment is what a component called ease. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ease is about discarding internal urgency.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
So, like you said, no, about that trip, right?
Mm.
The time you think, you really think, is when you are not time bound, you are not in urgency, you are not. It's like today's life has become, things should have been delivered yesterday.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
But here, the quality of thinking cannot happen because of urgency.
Mm.
Urgency in action is fair, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it's an emergency, you have to act immediately. That's absolutely fine. But the moment ease is not there. For example, what the theory says is, the moment your internal urgency gets pumped in or mm-hmm. goes up,
mm-hmm.
Adrenaline gets pumped into your brain.
Mm.
And adrenaline actually reduces the quality of thinking the brain can do. Because mm-hmm. adrenaline is not for ease. It's for survival and action.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's in some sense the reason, if you go back and look at entire life, mm-hmm. the best time you would have created wonderful, beautiful possibilities is then when there was no pressure cooker to say, okay, in 1 hour, we have to produce 60 ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And
see, sometimes it's crazy. Okay, I don't know why I'm thinking about this. For example, sometimes somebody like Newton was walking and saw apple falling, and he got some great idea. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He was not sitting in a meeting thinking this should come to him at that moment, right?
Oh my God!
Or even Archimedes is the same thing, right?
So, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So all this, so seriously, if you look at people, like then we talk about Einstein or whoever have been biggest of the scientists.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they took years on the same thing to create something new.
Mm-hmm.
Because that kind of ease is needed for things. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And now, you know what? Whatever you just answered, Raja, I have got a little bit of idea why you are getting this program and launching it in India. But I would like to hear it from you. What is it? What is that impetus behind getting this thing launched in India and getting people to learn about the thinking environment?
Okay, so my whole thing is, I think, I am seeing, it's a global phenomenon, but in India it is also there, is most of the conversations have become debates, okay?
Mm.
So if you look at the ancient times, I have heard in temples, people will come together in the night,
mm-hmm.
and they will just talk, okay? Nobody will interrupt anyone.
Mm.
It used to exist in India, and we are talking about big group, right?
Mm.
One will talk, then next one. They will just go on talking through the night till 3 o'clock or whatever.
Mm.
And there is no defined outcome for that dialogue process, okay?
Mm.
But what the theory says in that kind of a dialogue, finally when they leave that space, something has shifted in their brain, okay?
Mm.
But today, if you look at the best thing that happens, whether it's at home or in companies or wherever, I think the best example of what happens is Arnab Goswami. Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We don't allow the other person to even close their thoughts.
Yeah.
So for me, I think when we talk about debate as one extreme and dialogue as other extreme, in between conversation, multiple levels are there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it looks like more and more dialogue has become a dead conversational form.
Mm. Mm.
And I somehow feel it's very important to get it back to human race. Okay.
Mm.
So, in the process of all this, I think time to think is one, or thinking environment from time to think is one approach which I found 3 years back,
mm,
which okay. I really like. Okay? Mm. And the reason why I'm so, I don't know, so mad or passionate about bringing this to India is a simple data. What do you call? I think, I don't know exact numbers. South Africa has, I think, 6 million or 60 million is their
population.
Population, and then, I don't know, 6 or 60. And they have close to 100 time to think professionals. Okay.
60 million. Yeah.
Now you know our population.
Oh, yes.
And today, if you go and see the Time to Think website, mm-hmm. we have 5 of us.
Oh, that's it? The whole India has
that's it.
5 of
us. Only 5. Yeah. And I see that more professionals, if you have more Time to Think professionals are there. From, I'm saying, see, Time to Think can be even used in a political debate. Okay?
Of course, yeah.
So, see, Time to Think helps you to have a mindful conversation and helps you to think independently. Mm. Okay.
Mm.
And the quality of conversation goes up.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, so, that is, and it has methods and ways of doing it, and which are very, very simple. Mm-hmm. It's not very complicated, esoteric kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, that is where I believe from all. So my dream is, in simple sense, say next from 5 people, if we can have 50 people in the next 3-4 difficult, at least 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Also from different walks of life, mm-hmm. right? From education, from health, and different kind of sectors.
Mm-hmm.
Then we will have people who are initiating this as a way of being.
Mm.
Like, for example, even when we talk about thinking environment,
mm-hmm.
Nancy Klein, who is the founder, says it is not a tool or a technique or an approach.
Mm.
She says it is a way of being,
mm-hmm.
which is nothing but living the 10 components of thinking environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to thank you for that, you know, and that example of ease what you gave me, that is so relevant. And you are saying that is one of the 10 components in the thinking environment?
Yeah.
Wow. Good. That makes a lot of sense here. It's easy to understand and also easy to act. And you also discussed about the thinking partnership. What is it?
So, if you look at the thinking environment as an approach, it can be used in meetings,
mm-hmm.
and it can be used in one-on-ones.
Okay.
So, thinking partnership is basically about living the 10 components,
mm-hmm.
and being a thinking partner for someone to think independently.
Mm. Okay.
So, it's, and also once you learn thinking partnership, you can get, you can move to the next level of getting certified as a Time to Think coach.
Mm. That is so nice. That explains everything now, because at times thinking alone can also be reach a stage of stagnancy. And if you have a thinking partner, the thoughts are getting completed, you're getting sorted, and when you're sleeping over it, next day, there is something new coming in your mind, and then you're moving on. that's the way I mind mapped it. Yeah. But, you know, we just scheduled it for 40 minutes. I know it's very less time, Raja, but I just wanted to ask the audience if they have any questions. We can definitely continue. So, folks, you can feel free to raise your hands and ask a question, and I'm going to put the microphone. However, we will continue our discussion. Okay, so that was quick, Nidhi. Okay, let me just put you the microphone. Rajam, let's take this question if you are okay with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Nidhi, over to you.
Thanks, Prashant, and thanks, Raja, for doing this session today. My question is, in times like this where time is always limited in meetings, and people are looking for outcomes, how do you think this, this methodology can be leveraged in corporations?
Yeah, see, basically, I have conducted meetings for 1 hour also using this meetings approach. So one of the things is, if it is structured, see, typically if the whole, I'll tell you, first thing about meetings is, from time to think, if I have to look at the simplest thing, they say, when you send the agenda, send them as questions. Because the moment you send agenda as questions, people start thinking immediately, okay? Then there are methods by which you ensure that everybody speaks at the same time the outcome comes. And one of the clients I have talked with this, have after they have learned time to think, what they are doing is whichever communication can be managed asynchronously. Like status updates, you don't need to have a meeting, right?
Correct.
So what they have done is they have reduced the number of meetings. And only when they have to do quality thinking and produce something, they have started meetings. So that is something that I know from a client who said after learning time to think, this is exactly what I have done. But if you look at, I think, Nidhi, you know, I know, many a times people come and in a 1 hour meeting, half an hour is checking what is the data.
Correct.
Why should that be a meeting, right? And then say, oh, we are having too many meetings. Meetings are horrible. Who's making these meetings horrible?
Correct.
People don't come prepared for meeting. People don't do the prep for meeting. People don't come with data. Like, for example, one of the things I've heard from one of the CEOs I work with is, he says, okay, people come with problems, but they have not thought through the solution. So some of these things can really, really be helpful.
Sure. Thank you.
And folks, you know, it's a long weekend here in India. So a lot of people have moved away from the city. And this podcast will be available on YouTube as well. So do refer us, search us on YouTube. Search Raja Chidambaram, Time to Think, The Thinking Environment, and you will be getting this recording. Follow YouTube channel of Raja. That's Raja Chidambaram Unedited on YouTube. So thank you, Nidhi, for your question. And anybody else has a question, this is the time to raise your hand. And we are moving ahead, Raja. So the other part of the question what I have is that now this is such a new concept, right? And most of the time when we talk about these things, people have this connotation to relate it to something they already know in the past. So the camera came in the mobile phone, then they are trying to, or we all are trying to relate it with, oh, so it's like that Kodak camera photo is going to be clicked from this mobile. So we need something to relate it to. Now, here, as I am talking to you, I'm learning, it is pretty deep. It's, people may misunderstand about this whole time to think than the thinking environment. Is there a place, like, do you conduct any sessions where they can be part of and, you know, get a little more educated about it and learn to a level where they can learn this whole term, the thinking environment, more rationally or in an organized way? How can people reach you? How can people do this session with you?
Yeah, so basically, I got certified in this, when it was, I don't know, early this year, January, or before that, maybe December, I've forgotten. So now I'm the only person who can run. There are people who are coaches and there are people who are facilitators. But I now have started running what is called foundation program, the foundation program.
Okay.
And sometimes online and sometimes even in person. And here we introduce what is called all the foundational blocks and the 10 components. And foundation is about facilitating meetings.
Mm.
Okay. And one of my teachers called it's a group route. Okay. Mm. And like you said, thinking partnership course is the other route where you take the one-on-one learning, how to do it.
Wow.
So these are two kind of things I have started.
Mm-hmm.
And then apart from that, I'm also, Time to Think has a very unique way of doing mentoring.
Mm. Okay.
So there's a mentoring course.
Mm-hmm.
So that I think maybe mostly only organizations might want.
Mm. Okay.
And then there is also one wonderful diversity program.
Okay.
So these are some of the things from Time to Think.
Mm-hmm.
So that I have started doing from this year.
Excellent.
So, and I have done at least, already I have done one foundation program in January. Now my thinking partnership course started yesterday. The first one. Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Mm. You know what, Raja, this information, I think we can put it in a way in the description as well. To be honest with you, there are solutions which exist. There are problems which people are suffering from very long time. There is a lot of noise on the internet. Somebody who can do social media marketing very nicely or burn money to do some free webinars and get people in and then get them do that. But the originality of thoughts which can get better by this framework, I believe that can make an individual very well sorted in their personal, professional life, and also add a lot of value, give it back to the community and things like that. So that's what is coming in my mind. I don't know much about this whole thing, but I would like to pursue that with you and take it forward. Thank you for that, Raja. And anybody else has a question can raise their hands. And so Raja, you know, we're pretty much towards the end of session, and it's wonderful talking to you, and we can continue, but what kind of closing notes you have for the audience?
So I'm just saying something from one of the manuals of Time to Think.
Mm-hmm.
It says, thinking for yourself is still a radical act.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. That is deep, Raja. And thank you so much for your time. With that said, we move toward the end of this event. And folks, do follow Raja Chidambaram on LinkedIn, his YouTube channel. I will mention it in the description of this event. The recording is going to be available. I'll put that recording as well for future references. Thank you all for joining the event. Thank you, Raja, for being part of this event and sharing your thoughts with the audience.
Yeah. Thank you, Prashant, for hosting this event also.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Yeah.